As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, March the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, hardbacks, and workable solutions for each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome today. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. I want to thank all of the listeners that sent me emails over the weekend. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 to you. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. All the other people that are carrying the broadcast this morning, thank you, gentlemen, for doing so and bringing Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals and equities rise as the U.S. dollar and the crude decline. And the Japanese earthquake and Libyan unrest, financial impacts of the Japanese tsunami. We'll talk about this morning, catastrophe bonds, nuclear power. Lots of other stuff on the menu today, and if we have time in the second hour, we'll go back into their trusts. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much more. Let's win our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Pound gold trading up $7.60 and moving higher at $1,427.20. Silver up 12 cents at $36.02 a troy ounce. Platinum off 15 bucks at 1,762. Palladium off 9 at $748. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,417.60 a troy ounce for a low, $1,435.10 for a high. But at $1,427.20, your gold is up year to year, $325.80 an ounce for a 29.58% return on your investment in ARM, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the LBMA, the price fixtures, set the price at $1,424.50, and it's been rising since then. The SPDR Gold Shares picks up a little over the weekend. They claim this morning to be holding 1,215.48 metric tons, valued on State Street at $55 billion. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed on Friday up 60 at 12,044. The NASDAQ up 9 at 1304. The S&P 500 closed up 15 at 2716. Crude oil this morning off $1.68 a barrel at $99.48 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
The U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, March the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. Okay, back into our market report one more time. Again, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for the benefit of all those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather breaks, active trading shows us gold up $7.60 an ounce at $1,427.20 an ounce, silver up 12 cents at $36.02, platinum off 15 bucks at $1,762, and palladium off 9 at $748. The Dow Jones Industrial Average again on Friday closed up 60. At 12,044, the NASDAQ closed up 9 at 1304, the S&P 500 closed up 15 at 2716, crude oil again at $99.48 a barrel, off $1.68 over the weekend, and the U.S. dollar index this morning opening lower, down 22 basis points at 76.51. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning off 10 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso off 18 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 45 basis points at $1.40. The British pound exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.61, moving up 21 basis points. And the Swiss franc up 25 at $1.08 U.S. This morning, big news, I guess, the two-year, the yield on the two-year bond at indebtedness, this is the U.S. Treasuries, continuing its downward move, 0.59% this morning, which is quite low compared to where it's been in the past couple of months. The 10-year yield is at 3.37 and the 30 at 4.56. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where we see this morning the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage continuing its downward slide, moving down from 4.31% a month ago to 4.05% this morning, making it more affordable and easier done to get a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage. The 30-year, likewise, moving down from 5.04% a month ago to 4.81% this morning. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is at 39.63 to 1. Hate to have this kind of bad news for people, but sometimes life happens. It dishes it out the way that it does. But I got news over the weekend that a man that I've known for years has really impacted my life, influenced my life, died. And I just let you know that Derry Brownfield, a fellow Missourian, a tireless champion for property rights and freedom, and always willing to come out to the Ozark Property Rights Congress meetings or any of the local people's meetings where they had to have a powerful voice, your presence, you know. He'd come out on his own dime and his own time, and if you didn't have a ride, sometimes he'd swing by and pick you up too. But anyway, I'll just share a little article here out of the News Tribune. A Missouri-based agricultural broadcaster and radio talk show host, Derry Brownfield, died on Saturday at his residence in Centertown. He was 79 years old. I'm not going to be able to do very much with this. I really like Derry Brownfield. You know, Derry Brownfield gave me an opportunity to come on his radio broadcast. Jeff Thomas, who you know does the intros for my broadcast, invited me to come on and talk about land surveying issues following a phone call that I'd made to their broadcast. You know, you can find it on my bio page, I guess, on Oracle. I started out basically like most of you, you know, just listening to talk radio and calling in from time to time. Well, I called in an awful lot, got to be known by many of the hosts, and so when I'd call in off times, the producer would put me up and get me on air. As it happened that day, anyway, after I'd called in on a segment, Derry's producer, Jeff Thomas, called back and set up an appointment for me to come on and give me my first shot as a guest on Derry Brownfield's broadcast, and I was back two other times after that. But Derry was always a real fair-dealing man, an honest fellow, worked his entire life, in fact, right up to the day that he died, passed away this Saturday. I guess from what I heard, he was out riding cattle and stuff on his place. He came in, imagine had his supper and went on to bed, and he died overnight in bed. Now, how can you get anything better than that? But he always used to kid about Barry Derry Day. Well, today's not the day, but he didn't want people, you know, getting all emotional, even though it's hard for me not to, because I really have some tremendous respect for him. I also like to just mention on air, a good friend of mine, Tex. Tex that introduced me to the Derry Brownfield Show. I'd been busy reading a lot of books and doing all kinds of things, and he knew I was living over in my little cabin there with the radio, nothing else. He suggested I give Derry Brownfield's broadcast a listen, and from the time I listened to my first Derry Brownfield show until the time I came on air here in Oracle, I scarcely ever missed one. And I can say this with a clear mind and conscience that I deliberated long and hard as to whether I'd even accept the Oracle broadcasting slot, because I knew that my broadcast was going to be broadcasting right over the top of Derry Brownfield, and I didn't want to take a single listener away from him. So anyway, it's just one of those things. None of us ever live forever, and certainly we don't leave this planet with our herd intact, so to speak. So anyway, Derry has passed away, and any of you that are not familiar with his broadcast, you can find his website. It's Common Sense, I think, commonsensecoalition.com. You just type in any browser, Derry Brownfield Common Sense Coalition, go right to his website. You can listen to some of the material that he has, the interviews that he's done. I think one of his last interviews was with Ray Cuneo. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Ray Cuneo, but Ray Cuneo and Bob Parker and Russell Wood and Art and Virginia Wagner and Carolyn Birch, and I'd hate to leave a name out. There's so many people that over the years have worked tirelessly here in Missouri, on air, on the ground, bringing people to understand what National Animal Identification System is and the horrors of Sustainable Development Agenda 21, well metering. Man, I'll tell you, food safety. There's now we're dealing with these Heritage Act, you know, 13 counties coming under that. There's no end to the things that the people in the Ozarks are willing to get up about. And I'll tell you, to become vocal local is at the heart and core of this broadcast. You can trace its links right back to Derry and all the people in the Ozark Property Rights Congress. And so had an opportunity at the annual meeting in Kabul, Missouri, to be in the same room and basically share the same podium with Derry Brownfield and many of the others. And it was just an opportunity to meet him. I never knew that he was so tall. He surely towered over me. He was a big man. And he was big in the voice, and big in mind, and big in heart. He loved the Lord. And he's no longer going to be with us on the air. So anything y'all can do to get up on the website there and maybe post a comment or two, leave a comment, and support them, their family, any way that you can, I'm sure we greatly appreciate it. And try and get some of the other people from the Ozark Property Rights Congress to come on maybe in the future, and we'll share a little bit. But I did want to mention Tex again, because Tex is like Derry Brownfield in my life. I was living in a little log cabin for a good number of years, well over a decade. No running water, drinking rainwater, and pooping in a hole in the ground. And got to know Tex Fingston, and Tex taught me everything there was to know about living in the country, including Derry Brownfield. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so with that, you know, again, I'll just simply say, you know, happy trails, Derry. Happy trails, brother. Let's go into finish out our news for this morning, go back to our news, see if I can regain my composure just a little bit. It's hard to lose somebody that's that, you know, that's that instrumental in your life. I know some, probably many of you had. In fact, I'm going to take another little sidebar and say this, you know, when Bill Cooper was shot, it really just took me right down. It slayed me. I just couldn't imagine that, you know, the Eager County, Arizona Sheriff's Department would set a trap for him and murder him like that. You know, to me, it's just unforgivable and unbelievable. And yet over the years, you know, since I started listening back in 94 and earlier, back in the first Gulf War, to shortwave radio and talk radio in general, you know, I've heard a lot of different people on the radio. They're no longer, their voices aren't on the air. Not all of them passed on. Some have just given it up. You know, I haven't heard Tom Valentine in years. A lot of people that would take the time to gather information together as we do here and bring it to the airwaves. Sometimes they had a marketing angle on the side, and I don't, you know, begrudge them that. Sometimes they were just, you know, coming to you live as we do daily here. I have no, there's no commercial content to my broadcast whatsoever. It comes out of my pocket, and I don't ask you for a dime. And that's the way it is. My gift to you, such as you're given freely, such you give freely. You know, it's given to me for free, so virtually. So I just pass the favor along. But there are fewer and fewer people out there that have the kind of timber that Derry Brownfield was hewed out of. And there are a lot of people in radio, but there are few people that have the caliber, and that's the important part, is the caliber of manliness that can remember when it was some a time where we actually at least thought we owned our farms, thought we owned our own homes, thought we owned our trucks and our tractors and our stock, and we're willing to work hard day and night, you know, to try and lift yourself up out of just normal to being comfortable. And the fewer and fewer of those are out there. And fewer people understand what self-reliance is. You know, you're never going to be self-sufficient, folks. That's a pipe dream. You might as well just tune people like that out. They got wood between their ears, never did try it, never tried it once. Anybody that's ever tried it knows it's an impossibility, but you can be self-reliant. You know, you rely first on the Creator to keep the earth spinning, you know, keep the earthquakes at a minimum, and those sorts of things. And then with the blessings that you have all around you, you do the best you can. You know, you rely on that first, and then on all of your own resources, and then you rely on the friends and the family that you got, and you just all work together and pitch in and help. But ain't no man ever been self-sufficient. No man's ever going to be. We can be self-reliant, turn to ourselves first, exhaust all of our means first, and then go and help somebody else and ask the question. And if it wasn't for good friends and other people being generous and kind to me, and I hope that I've been able to be kind to others, you know, but if it hadn't been for that, you know, where would you be in life? I don't know, for myself. So again, I was going to play Happy Trails, but I just don't have it in my heart. That's a song that Derry Brownfield was extremely fond of. He loved everything Roy Rogers. Beth is sidekick. She could sing Happy Trails just as sweet as could be, and it used to always bring my tears to my eyes just hearing her sing it, you know. So just happy trails, Jerry, and thank you for all the many, many years of broadcasting and waking up more people than you could ever imagine. I don't think he ever passed a single DVD out, you know, anyway. So there's that. So the earthquake went down. Everybody knows about that. It was just getting underway on Friday when we were broadcasting, and there were stories coming in about tsunamis and all of that, and I talked a little bit about the Alaska earthquake and all. But, you know, this is going to be an issue, and it's going to continue to be an issue for the people in Japan for some time coming forward, all right? But they say here, for Bloomberg, and I think this is fluff, it's kind of like the same kind of story I heard on September 11th, and then about 9 o'clock in the morning, they were talking, oh, my God, there, you know, 40,000 people are going to be in those towers, and the death toll is going to be colossal. Well, it says, start off here, the quake toll may top 10,000. Well, you can see that the numbers aren't going to likely to go that way, but they're using everything they can to gain headline appeal. So they're going to say here, quake toll may top 10,000 as Japan fights a nuclear accident. And before we go into it any further in regards to the nuclear accidents and whatnot, I don't recall which one of our listeners sent me the email, but it was rather interesting and revealing email. It had to do with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, that's where we use the fat boy and his little brother to demonstrate our superiority in all things technological. But if you go back up and look on the internet, browse around a little bit, your favorite browser, and look up Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is a place where we had aerial detonation of the most powerful nuclear weapons we had at the time. And those are very beautiful, prosperous cities today. So even if they have some kind of a nuclear accident here as a result, I would imagine that it will be the lower, less devastating than the news is going to wash it out to be. But another thing to consider, too, is that when you're citing, nuclear reactors and whatnot, there's a propensity to put these right by the coast, right on the coastlines. And, of course, there's a ring of fire around Japan and southeastern Alaska, southern Alaska and southwestern Alaska, that whole area in there, that's all the way down the California coast. You just got to know it, folks. It's not a place where you'd want to put nuclear reactors. You'd want to have them inland as far as you can and on a good river source someplace where you could get water if you need to. But part of the reason why these reactors, my study of them over the weekend is correct, is that the electrical systems, the backup, the standby generators and things like that, weren't able to come online and do the job, all right? And so this is a technical issue that I'm sure the Japanese lament, and whoever put in the equipment lament that they didn't take more time and do a better job engineering that. All of these sorts of things are engineering problems, things that engineering department would be able to rectify and improve on in the future, making a better design. But if there is a nuclear release of some sort of radiation release, hopefully for the people in Japan and for the people on the West Coast and all of America and Canada, we'll be spared any kind of a major contamination. It won't take long for it to come across in the air. Any longer than it took for the tidal wave to reach the shores of Oregon and California, and Hawaii. So anyway, let's continue here. It says no large release of radiation was detected after the explosion, which didn't breach. And this is just too tempting, but it's spelled F-U-K, but I'm going to be really polite here this morning and say Fukushima Power Station's number 3 reactor, and followed a buildup of hydrogen gas. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Endano told reporters in Tokyo today. I have a brother that was born in Tokyo. My parents were stationed in Japan and part of the occupation forces in the occupied Japan, so I have a long history and fondness for the Japanese people. But anyway, the risk of a large leak is very small, he said. All right. The risk of a large leak is very small. Underline that. There's going to be all kinds of people that are going to be out there trying to sell their books and their tapes and their videos. But the reality is that it looks to me like it's a pretty small opportunity. The 8.9 magnitude temblor, they say again, this is an earthquake. But this is a Hispanic term here, this temblor. And that we saw first in the news following the Chilean earthquake. The 8.9 magnitude earthquake and subsequent tsunami or tidal wave has killed thousands and left millions without electricity or water. We'll get my act up to speed right after this word from our sponsors and continue. Stay tuned.
Ordinary talk radio give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article off the Bloomberg website again in regards to what's going down in Japan. And let's keep this in our minds, folks. As I've been reporting to you for months and months and months, years, as regards to, you know, Don Quixote's windmills and the solar panels and all of that that's going on, there has been very, very poor performance in regards to these alternative energy systems. And more across the world, around the globe, people are starting to once again unlock the doors to the mystery of nuclear power. And so any kind of effort that can be taken at this time, especially from a Bloomberg standpoint, to focus negative light and negative energy on nuclear power, you can just anticipate it. It's going to be part of the story going forward. Count on it. And yet, at the same time, you know, we'll see more discussion about investment in windmills and solar panels. but they never seem to tell us, you know, the real financial story, the real financial picture on that source of energy. But continuing here, again, the 8.9 magnitude Tembler and subsequent tsunami has killed thousands. that's kind of a stretch, all right? It's not thousands. They've killed over, ought to be written, over a thousand, and left true millions without electricity or water. Stocks plunged and the Bank of Japan poured record funds into the economy, said after Prime Minister Naoto Kan said the country was facing the worst crisis since World War II. Now, as I shared with you on Friday, they have had several big earthquakes. And so this is just another, and there will be another, and there will be another, and there will be another. You cannot live on the islands of Japan, mainland there, and anticipate that there's going to be some cessation in earthquakes. It just happens to be where they live. The cooling system failed at Fukushima. Daiichi Station number one said, number one and number three reactors after the earthquake. And it stopped working today at the number two reactor, the Yomiuri newspaper reported. It's kind of interesting. I love the Japanese. The situation at our Fukushima nuclear plant continues to be a concern, Khan said at a meeting of the government crisis response team in Tokyo. Everyone connected with this is working with all their might, without regard to day or night, to prevent further damage. Okay, continuing along. 10,000 feared dead. Now, they've been floating this since yesterday, but the numbers just don't add up. You do the math. The earthquake and ensuing tsunami may have killed 10,000 in the Miyagi Prefecture, a prefecture is like a county, north of Tokyo, said Sugawara, a spokesman for the prefectural police department. The official toll, now listen, reached 1,823 dead. So that's not thousands, that's 1,823 dead. No small number there, sad to hear it. And 2,369 missing. Now those could be added together, and you'll still be far shy of the 10,000 mark. The National Police Agency said about 1.3 million households were running without power as of this morning, and 1.4 million had no running water, according to a government report. That's a lot. It's a huge impact. Rescue teams were having trouble reaching about 24,000 people who are still stranded in the northeast, in northeastern Japan. So we might see more deaths up there as they come on, and we've started to find out more about it. More than 310,000 people are in emergency shelters and heating systems. And another article, which I'm not going to share, on Bloomberg this morning, they're talking about Japan having their Katrina moment. I hope not, but that's what they're saying. The state broadcasters have reported temperature in Sendai, near the epicenter of the quake, are forecast to fall to around freezing tonight. So that's not going to make things pleasant. About 120,000 blankets, 120,000 bottles of water, 100,000 packages of instant noodles, and 10,000 diapers and 130 portable toilets were en route to the most devastated areas, according to a statement on the Prime Minister's website. So I guess Top Ramen noodles are going to be going up in stock here. Army and police convoys of army trucks and police buses could be seen headed in both directions on the Tohoku Expressway, which runs from Tokyo to the north of Japan. In the town of Motomiya, about 230 kilometers north of the capital, ambulances and Tokyo Electric vehicles were queuing for petrol at gasoline stations. Now, here's a heads up for you. All right. Some of the expressways leading from north from Tokyo were closed to regular traffic for the relief effort. Drivers are allowed to buy 10 liters or 2.6 gallons of gasoline at stands that have fuel. Attendants told Bloomberg News. Now, gasoline futures, diesel, gas oil, heating oil, all these things are going to be impacted in two or three different ways as we go through this article, but in the weeks and the months to come, all right? One thing is going to definitely happen is that there is going to be a diminution in demand. Everybody's seen the videos, the YouTube. If you haven't, go up and just type it in, look at YouTube videos. And they got cars stacked up around there like dominoes, okay? Just smash the bejeez out of these automobiles and ships and boats and houses and everything else. But that means that there's going to be a whole lot of gas automobiles that are not going to the gas station, which automatically means that the demand is going to go way down. Now, we've been having a glut of oil for a long time anyway. Throw this demand reduction on top of that, and we've got a real problem out there. But at the same time, the demand through the refineries in Japan is going to go down because they were damaged. And so they're not going to be receiving crude oil and refining it and shipping it to places in their neighboring Asian countries. Continuing here, Japan's economic and fiscal policy minister, Kaoru Yosana, said the economic impact will exceed the 20 trillion yen in damage sustained during the Kobe earthquake of 1995. Right? They had 20 trillion yen in damage back in 1995. The government still has 1.3 trillion yen, or 15.8 billion, in discretionary funds from this budget that can be allocated for quake relief, he said at a press conference. One great difference between Japan and the United States is that Japan is not trying to wage wars on multiple fronts, and so they can take their reserve capital and put it towards rebuilding infrastructure development and so on and so forth. The Bank of Japan poured a record 15 trillion yen into the world's third biggest economy. Underline that, underscore it, the third biggest economy. That would be, what, the United States, California, Japan, eh? As the earthquake triggered a plunge in stocks and a surge in credit risk, and you should have seen what went down on the Nikkei over the weekend. I was watching that. Closed down 6.2%, the biggest one-day drop since December of 2008. Kon is sending 100,000 self-defense force personnel into the areas around Sendai, a city of a million people, for search and rescue efforts. About 190 aircraft, 45 vessels were deployed to transport injured people and supplies, according to the defense military. And, of course, the United States military, our Navy is over there. They've had some trouble with the aircraft carriers when the young men are coming back, or when the airmen are coming back from being on shore. I guess they're experiencing some low-level radiation exposure and so on and so forth. And the article continues. Out to sea, winds took a small radiation release from the reactors out to sea away from the population and shouldn't affect the U.S. West Coast, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission said, which you have to wonder about Hawaii, maybe wonder about what might be going on in southeast Alaska there. Why do I call it southeast? I think it is southeast, as we called it anyway. Talking about the Aleutian Peninsula, Anchorage, Alaska, Ketchikan, Juneau, the state capital, etc. Continuing here, winds took small radiation releases, blah, blah, blah. Radiation at the plant exceeded Japanese limits after an explosion on March the 12th. At the number one reactor, so on and so forth. Continuing, and I think the article's about to come down. It's a long, lengthy article, very interesting. The government ordered people within 10 kilometers of the power plant to evacuate after the cooling systems failed. We'd like to keep the length of the evacuation at a minimum, but at the same time, we must prepare for the worst, they say. So it's always, you know, prepare for the worst, expect the best, and blah, 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 hope for the best. The U.S. Agency for International Development said 150 search and rescue personnel with dogs that can find bodies in rubble. Maybe some of these would be the same sort of people that showed up in September the 11th. The aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan was off the coast to support relief efforts and so on. Let's see, moved in the ships and planes, low-level radioactivity. 1,200 years, the quake was the strongest, the world's strongest since a December 2004 earthquake in Indonesia that left about 220,000 people dead or missing in 12 countries around the Indian Ocean. It was the biggest within the boundaries of the North American and Pacific tectonic plates. And this is going to be a rather interesting study for geologists, because this ring of fire is something that they have been studying for a long time, and now they've got a whole bunch more data that they can use to plug into it. We'll be right back. More stories along this line. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're back once again. We'll look at a little bit different articles now for a moment. RPT commodities update, two loss of Japan demand to pressure, oil, etc. This is a Sunday, March 13th article off of Reuters. Demand to fall for short term as infrastructure is hit. These are just some bullet points. Reconstruction, nuclear power replacement is bullish midterm, and gold may benefit from Japan's fund repatriation debt, etc. This by Zaid Espana and Dmitry Zenennikov out of London. Energy markets will come under pressure on Monday as analysts agree Japan will need more energy to replace lost nuclear generation, but doubt its crippled infrastructure can quickly ramp up imports. There's a problem here. An 8.9 magnitude earthquake and a 10-meter tsunami devastated Japan on Friday, shut down its ports, power plants, and refineries, leading to a sell-off in most commodities on fears of a destruction in demand in the world's number three economy. And we saw a lot of that going down over the weekend as people were dumping their Sony and every, you know, all the different, you know, their PlayStation stocks, all that sort of stuff. People were dumping it, you know, in fear, all right, for their investments. And so we'll see that crippling the Nikkei and the other markets over there, the topics, et cetera. And it will probably continue for some time. Of course, that's going to be a flight to some other kind of safety, and it may fall into gold. Continuing, the country is fighting to avert a meltdown at three nuclear reactors, while the quake and the tsunami are estimated to have killed more than 10,000 people. And that one's still That one's still a big question mark to me. Where they're floating this number, but we'll just have to see. I certainly hope the numbers don't run that high. Short-term oil prices will decline because Japan is one of the world's largest oil importers, and the Japanese economy will be severely and negatively impacted, said Andrew Moorfield, the head of oil and gas division at Lloyd's Banking Group. Quote, long-term oil prices will rise as the Japanese economy recovers and emerging market demand continues to grow. Right? So we're sitting here this morning at $99.48 a barrel for light sweet crude. Long-term oil prices will rise. That's just what we need, right? Get into Gaddafi and the air cover in a moment. The markets came off Friday both due to a reduction of tensions in the Middle East and worries about the economic impact. You know, we had the big day of rage and everybody was looking for 311, you know, a day of rage. Well, it didn't happen. At least didn't get much coverage if it did. So Japan became the highlight, the focus. But they say as the Middle East worries of due to a reduction of tensions in the Middle East and worries about the economic impact of the unfolding tragedy in Japan. We expect it to remain this way on Monday, said J.P. Morgan's analyst Lawrence Eagles. The markets have rallied in the past months due to a full stoppage of Libyan oil exports. Full stoppage. That's questionable. Again, Reuters writing. Of Libyan oil exports and worries that unrest will spread to the world's largest exporter, Saudi Arabia. Although the Japanese disaster is of significant importance, the immediate impact on oil prices will still be driven by the Middle East situation, said Moorfield. Once reconstruction begins and industrial activity normalizes, we can expect a pickup in distillate demand, but also gasoline with the resumption of road travel. And it continues, most analysts agree, so on and so forth. Over the coming weeks, liquefied natural gas imports will likely jump as gas-generated plants come back online and or ramp up to replace the nuclear generation capacity, which is likely to be offline for months or more likely years. Not a good thing. Years. Underline that. Not a good thing. U.S. and U.K. natural gas futures rose on Friday, but Nick Campbell, analyst at energy consultancy Inenco, said the markets may see a correction on Monday. So we'll just have to watch as this goes on. Actually, this is a very interesting article. I'm not going to go any further with it, however. I want to jump over to this one next. This has been on my mind from from Jump Street on this particular situation. Earthquakes have a history of shaking financial markets, off the Wall Street Journal. Figuring out the major economic and market repercussions of the 8.9 magnitude earthquake on Friday off the coast of northern Japan is not clear-cut. There are examples of economies both shrugging off large quakes and at the other end of the spectrum, tremors pushing financial institutions and real economies over the brink. Now, this article is rather lengthy. This is off of MSN, looks like MSN Money, Wall Street Journal, Europe. This is the 11th, 3/11 article in the afternoon. But what I'm looking for in these articles is to have a better understanding of what's happening from an insurance standpoint. All right? This is important. By early March of 1906, 2 weeks or so after the quake, this is another one, the U.S. insurance companies had lost between 15% and 30% of their value in anticipation of the huge claims they would need to meet. The chaos spread to European insurers, which had underwritten a lot of American risk. This is a little bit of history about the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. According to Robert Bruner's book, The Panic of 1907, only six insurers fully honored their San Francisco claims. Unsurprisingly, reinsurers who should have to shoulder a lot of natural disaster risk are off heavily in European trading. It continues. So, again, I'm kind of zooming in on catastrophe bonds here. That's where I'm going. Investors wait to see if Japan's quake will trigger catastrophe bonds. This off the Huffington Post, Ariana Huffington's Post, now purchased by others. London, by Sarah Mortimer, a Reuters article, eight catastrophe bond transactions totaling over $1 billion could leave financial investors exposed to insured losses after the huge earthquake struck the northeast coast of Japan, triggering a 10-meter high tsunami. Now, catastrophe bonds are very important. A lot of the very people that are in the bond markets, you know, will buy these products, catastrophe bonds. Basically, this is this really specious notion that you can indemnify yourself against whatever the creator of the universe can throw at you. And people go into these marketplaces much like they go into a casino and they're going to bet whether there will or there won't be a disaster. They make money if there isn't one. They lose money if there is one. And so it's a rather tenuous situation. But for all of the companies out there, like Travelers Insurance, by the way, you know, there's their standing. Anybody that's invested over there in Japan on these cat bonds is, you know, in peril right now. All right. Catastrophe bonds transfer the risk of natural disasters to investors who receive a yield in return for agreeing to cover claims up to a certain level when an event occurs. So if you have catastrophe bonds, we're holding them in Haiti, you're holding them in Chile, you're holding them in Japan, and if your portfolio had all three of those places, you know, you're in trouble. Now, what's the whole deal about, you know, this FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program, all right? The key here, the key in all of this, is the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. All right? Key phrase there. It's the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. If FEMA, let's say, were running Japan, they might want to move all of the people of Japan out of the tidal zone that had just been inundated, out and away and above this tidal zone. So instead of coming back in and rebuilding the ports and the harbors and putting the houses in there and planting crops and all of that, what they would do instead would turn the whole area into a blight zone and then basically seize the property or buy, you know, obtain public buy-in and buy out all of that land. And then they would move all of the infrastructure and the development and the housing to sustainable cities up, out, and away from harm's way, and thereby reduce their risk exposure. And there's a huge effort in those that are promoting sustainable development to do just exactly that. Take people away from the Mississippi River, take people away from the Arkansas, take people away from Missouri, Arkansas, and many of the other rivers. Take them away from that. Move people back up and away, out and away from the coast areas. Get all the people out of Florida, for instance, and move them inland to higher ground. All right? And then they just rewild and turn everything like all the flood zones and all the tidal zones and all the tidal wave potential zones, all the earthquake zones. Well, basically, you get the idea. Eventually, there would be like maybe 6 or 8 or 10 places on the planet's surface that the gamblers would say, God, this has got to be safe. And then we'd all be stuck there in one of these sustainable megacities. Anyway, catastrophe bonds again transfer the risk of natural disasters to the investors who receive a yield in return for agreeing to cover claims up to a certain level when an event occurs. The 8.9 magnitude quake will cause significant losses for the sponsors, including Munich Re, SCOR, Swiss Re, Flagstone, and Platinum Underwriters of Bermuda, but cat bond investors are waiting for updates from sponsors and the modeling agencies before they will know if any bonds have been triggered. Now, just like any other insurance that you might write or have written for you, it's really a Ponzi scheme. The actuarials are not stupid. They know the risks, and so you've got to study the fine print. They'll probably find some fine print. The bonds are all based on parametric triggers. We'll talk about those parametric triggers right after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And thank you, Mr. Jeff Thomas, for those beautiful opening words. Welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, March the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. In the first hour, let everybody know about the passing of Derry Brownfield. Certainly going to be missed by me and by many others who enjoyed going and listening to his broadcast on a daily basis. I don't know how long his website will be up, BrownfieldCommonSenseCoalition.com, I believe. You can find the archive broadcast there. Hopefully Beth and everyone else will keep that website up on the air for years to come. I would certainly make a contribution toward that effort myself. Then we went into the market reports, of course, and we're discussing the Japanese earthquake, really the top of the news, eclipsing anything that Gaddafi is doing, but we'll have to talk about that a little bit as well. But I'm in the section now of my discussion, or rant, if you will, talking about catastrophe bonds and how important this is going to be as we go forward. There's much that's happened. You know, more than just the earth shook and more than just a tidal wave came. In regards to Japan, you know, they've been on a very tenuous footing for a long time, and this is not going to help them out. And especially if the investors start dumping out of Japanese items, and, you know, the cost of things Japanese will go up, and their ability to produce will go down, and so on, scarcity will come in, and so on and so forth. And a lot of people are going to be very busy. I mean, their attention is going to be busy on Japan for some time, you know. Not everybody in Japan was impacted by this, but a lot of people have been. Everyone will be ultimately. And so they're going to be very busy building up their infrastructure and their lives once again. Back to the discussion, the 8.9 magnitude quake will cause a significant loss for the sponsors, including Munich Re, go on through that. The bonds are all based on parametric triggers. What are they talking about? Determined by the magnitude or the location of the quake, which means that a cat bond, listen now, this is the weasel clause, may not be partially or fully triggered for a covered disaster, even when the sponsor of the bond has suffered a loss, according to investors. That fine print in the insurance paperwork gets you just about every time. Munich Re has two bonds exposed to pure Japanese earthquake risk. The world's biggest reinsurer placed a $250 million catastrophe bond, dubbed the Midori Limited, in October 2007 for the East Japan Railroad Company. It also arranged a $300 million Japanese quake transaction, the Mitsukai Re, for sponsoring insurer, so on and so forth. Well, there's more to that. Let's jump over to one more along this line. Catastrophe insurance and reinsurance provides for coverage for large-scale hazards, severe widespread disasters, the interest and transfer of some of that risk to investors as an alternative to reinsurance companies has led to the growth of the catastrophe risk linked securities market. And so it's quite the market. The experience and acceptance by investors of the catastrophe market has also led to the securitization of private of life insurance risk. the securitization of life insurance risks. Catastrophes. 10,000? Are you talking about 10,000 deaths? Probably not, but the securitization of life insurance risks are in there too. The market has grown in the past several years as reinsurers were reducing property catastrophe capacity, but were increasing prices for the coverage they were writing. This attracted new capital and sources into the market. The insurers of catastrophe risk-linked securities include insurance companies like AIG, Travelers, reinsurers, corporations, and government agencies. Underline that, government agencies, and then understand corporation nation. Well, we'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back again a little bit more, a little bit deeper into this discussion of what went down in Japan here on our Monday, March the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now on our second hour of today's broadcast, for all of those just coming back from the top of the hour news and weather break in the second hour of our broadcast, looking at catastrophe bonds, risk analysis, mitigation, and securitization as regards to, you know, some of the other things that are going on with the Japanese catastrophes. Rob Chata coined the term. Into this a little further, the primary risk for the investor is that the occurrence of a predefined natural or man-made disaster will trigger indemnity, index, or parametric, the full or partial payout of the principal in order to pay the claims. Now, certainly those that are gambling on catastrophes like earthquakes and tsunamis in Japan may have thought that they were running some long odds, but that might bite them in the butt. But in addition to that, if you look at the devastation, not just on shore, all those heaped up cars all had insurance on them, all those boats that got, you know, everybody saw were in the Maytag and the rinse, wash, and repeat cycle, all of that, all of the docks and all of that. Now, one of the videos I saw over the weekend, there was a couple of boats that got loose over in the Santa Cruz Harbor, come off their mooring, you know, as a result of the little wave that came in over there. And here are these boats just drifting around inside of the harbor, bouncing into boats there, sailboats and motor launches and things like that. It didn't look like anybody could afford to buy anything in that marina. But whoever owns the boats, and the guy that was running the camera was getting zoom-ins on the title, the names, you know, they always on the stern, they always have the name of the boat, the vessel. Making zoom-ins there, but, you know, whoever owns those boats that got loose, you know, they might wind up, their insurance company may wind up getting quite a nasty bill for all the damage done by those two loose boats. But over in Japan, my God, you know, in heaven, looking at the YouTube videos, I mean, the boats were going underneath this one bridge, as many of you saw it, you know, just ripping the tops, all the gearing, mast, the antenna work, and cap, you know, the cab and everything just right off the top of them. You're shearing them off, going back and forth under a bridge and stuff. That's going to be big money. Big money. Guarantee it. And every one of those were carrying an insurance policy. So, again, continuing a little further, however, prior to the occurrences of such an event, the security is usually collateralized by treasury securities. Thus, investors are exposed only to the risk of the disaster, not to the underlying credit risks of the insurers. And so there's more to understand here as this rabbit hole goes deeper. What do we mean, collateralized by treasury securities? The loss probability index model, which would be used to determine whether a principal loss to the note holders has occurred, is usually developed by either RMS, or which is Risk Management Solutions, Inc., or Equicat, both known as the calculation agent in the structure of the transaction. There may also be a separate measurement agent that collects data after the occurrence of an event. So much more could be found out about this if you want to look into it. There's many sides to this particular story. I'm sure that it's a long ways from being solved yet. And if the reactors blow, Keepton, giving it everything she's got, but afraid it's going to blow, well, then that'll be just more icing on that cake. Go to another article here. Berkshire Hathaway will acquire Lubrizol for about $8-9 billion. This by Xingying Wu and Amberlene Chudori, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg this morning. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. agreed to buy Lubrizol, the world's largest producer of lubricant additives, for about $9 billion in the cash-flush investor's second biggest acquisition in the past 5 years. Of course, you know, you got Burlington Northern, Santa Fe. We'll talk about that in a moment. Berkshire will pay $135 a share in cash, 28% more than Lubrizol's closing share price on March the 11th. The Omaha, Nebraska-based company said in a statement, so 3-11-11 was on Berkshire's tote board, as well as many conspiracy fellows. The purchase also includes a further $700 million of net debt. Buffett is using his almost $40 billion pile of cash to pursue bigger acquisitions after Berkshire generated almost $1 billion in free cash flow a month last year. You know, people are out there. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions of people are unemployed, standing in the line, getting your unemployment checks, and Berkshire is knocking down $1 billion a month in free cash flow, and they're high gear. Well, this is how he says it. The 80-year-old wrote to investors last month saying his, quote, elephant gun has been reloaded and my trigger fingers is itchy. The purchase is second only to Berkshire Hathaway's $26.5 billion acquisition of Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad in 2009, in the past 5 years, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. So They're picking up Lubrizol. All right, just a little bit more here. Stocks plunging in Japan. And we talk about their refining situation. Stocks in Tokyo slid the most since 2008, while U.S. futures and oil retreated after Japan's biggest earthquake on record, blah, blah, blah. The euro strengthened, bank shares rose, and Greek bonds soared as European leaders agreed to expand the region's rescue fund. There's a lot more involved in this. The Bank of Japan pumped a record 15 trillion yen in. We talked about that. People are selling stocks in Japan because nobody knows the extent of the damage at the moment, and rebuilding costs are likely to be huge, said Charles Dybel, head of the market strategy at Lloyds Bank Corporation Markets in London. As for Europe, the decision from Brussels is likely to provide a boost for euro assets. The positive impact may be short-lived, though. The measures may buy them more time, but the solutions present no panacea for the debt crisis. And there's more to that. Many articles this morning on as regards to Japan. Here's another one. Ann Ko and Yuji Okada writing this for Bloomberg. The profit from making gas oil in Asia, now that's diesel. The profit from making gas oil in Asia surged the highest in 2.5 years, and fuel oil's loss narrowed the most in a month after Japan's biggest earthquake knocked out power plants and refineries. The premium of gas oil, or diesel, to Dubai crude rose 13%, $23.26 a barrel, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Fuel oil's discount to the benchmark Middle East crude narrowed 36% to $5.18 a barrel, the biggest drop since February the 14th. Utilities and factories may switch to alternatives to replace lost output from nuclear plants. And I keep all of this in mind as we move through here, because what we're looking at is how is this going to roll over now and impact not only the United States and our oil marketplace, but others like Canada, Mexico, and all of our trading partners. Here's a little bit more. Global stock rally may withstand the earthquake. Japan share losses. And there's just a plethora of articles this morning. Stocks in Japan extended losses as trading resumed through the worst earthquake on record in the third biggest economy is unlikely to dent the two-year bull market in global equities. Unlikely to dent it. Of course, if you look at the at the FTSE, you know, it's off 969. The stock is off 122. The DAX is down 61. As we go through the morning here, the purely economic consequences will be modest. Some reconstruction, some more government spending, so on and so forth. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com.
Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So a little bit more from this, a little bit more from these Bloomberg articles in regards to Japan about the last article I really want to get into on this. But ruptures, aftershocks of the Sumatran quake in 2004, which generated an Indian Ocean tsunami that left about 220,000 dead or missing in 12 countries, and aftershocks that continued for years and killed hundreds more. So they're not out of the woods yet over in Japan, I'm telling you. The aftershocks could continue for weeks. In Japan, more than 10,000 residents, blah, 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 may have died. Well, we'll have to find out about that. High-quality data. The disasters have given us a huge amount of high-quality data that was not available before. Andreas Reichbrock, a professor who teaches about the Earth's interior dynamics at the University of Liverpool, wrote in an email, quote, "Due to the new data available, we're now beginning to understand much more detail the actual slip distribution before, during, and after huge sector tremors." All right? These are very important for those that study this stuff. Scientists measuring plate slips to determine how fault lines interact with each other. The March 11th Japanese quake qualifies as the new big one, Reichbach says. A 6.9 earthquake in Kobe, western Japan, killed more than 6,000 people in 1995, while the 7.9 magnitude Great Kanto quake of 1923 destroyed 576,262 structures and killed an estimated 140,000, right? Other large quakes may still threaten Japan, writes Wolfgang Lenhart, section head at the Seismological Service of Austria, who's been studying data from the quake, the subduction zone, an area where one tectonic plate is forced under to the east of Japan, still haven't become active. So there could be more trouble coming for those poor people. Not good. Gaddafi presses rebels in an oil port as allies debate the no-fly zone. This is by Ola Galal, Masoud Adarhali, and Ala Shahini. Wow. Writing for Bloomberg, new news, Muammar Gaddafi's forces pushed insurgents out of the oil port of Briga, the fourth rebel-held town, to fall as the U.S. and its allies grapple with measures that would halt the Libyan leader's eastward advance. Well, what's happening basically is that there's more and more pressure coming on for these airstrikes by the U.S., and it's not looking good. Rebel troops fled Briga throughout yesterday under heavy attack, the Associated Press reported. Libyan state television today showed footage of what it said was Briga after it was purged of armed terrorist gangs. While the rebels said they re-entered the town overnight, further east toward the insurgents' base in Benghazi, came under air attack today as the rebels prepared to defend it. Continues, not good. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton plans to meet the Libyan opposition leaders in Paris, where she arrives today for talks with European allies. Boy, has she been flying back and forth. The U.K. has backed proposals for a no-fly zone over Libya to ground Gaddafi's planes. though the U.S. has cautioned that such a measure would involve strikes against Libyan air defenses. The Arab League has backed a no-fly zone, and NATO, which would likely be responsible for enforcing it, said the United Nations should approve the mission. Folks, not good news. With Arab support, the U.S. and Britain are now capable of going to the Security Council, a fear of engaging in a third war in a Muslim country is on the horizon. A little bit more. Should we even bother with another quake story? I don't think so. Let's jump ahead of that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I think we've heard enough about Japan for this morning. So let's go back into our study on trusts. Go a little further with this. Oh, before we do, I've got another story over here. Got it in a little bit. This is big enough to talk about. This off the Huffington Post out of the chat room. Thanks to 10K Puddles posting good material. Wisconsin protesters refuse to quit. Listen to the numbers here now. Clogging the Wisconsin Capitol grounds and screaming angry chants, tens of thousands of undaunted pro-labor protesters descended on Madison again Saturday and vowed to focus on future elections now that contentious cuts to public worker union rights have become law. Protests have rocked the Capitol almost every day since Governor Scott Walker proposed taking nearly all collective bargaining rights away from public workers. But the largest came a day after the governor signed the measure into law. Madison police estimated the crowd at 85 to 100,000 people, along with 50 tractors and one donkey. Jesus wasn't riding it, though. By late afternoon, and no one was arrested. 50 tractors and one donkey. Wow. Speakers delivered angry diatribes while the crowd carried signs comparing Walker to dictators and yelled thunderous chants, "This is what democracy looks like." Yeah. This is what democracy looks like, the rule of the mob. Anyway, this is so not the end, said protester Judy Gump, a 45-year-old English teacher at Madison Memorial High. This is what people more determined and makes them dig in. Yeah, workers of the world unite. Throngs of protesters gathered Saturday outside a convention center where senators made their first public appearance in Madison since ending their imposed, self-imposed exile. Demonstrators treated the lawmakers like rock stars, yelling, "February the 14th, our heroes." Wow. Lengthy article here. The new law erases public workers' ability to collectively bargain anything except wages up to the rate of inflation. It also requires them to contribute more to their pensions and health care, changes that amount to an 8% pay cut. Wow. Boy, they're cut to the bone, aren't they? An 8% pay cut. Police and firefighters are exempt. They can continue to jack it up continuously. The Senate Democrats had fled to deny Republicans, who hold a 19-14 Senate majority, the 20-member quorum needed to vote on measures to spend money, but GOP leaders worked around them on Wednesday, calling a special committee to take spending items out of Walker's proposal. Well, so there is all of that. Back in and discuss a little bit more out of our in this line of understanding what the trusts are all about. Before I do that, I'll just simply say this. You know, one of the things that we all appreciate for Derry, Juana Benton, Doreen Hans, Ray Cuneo, Bob Parker, and so many of the other people in the Ozark Property Rights Congress is that they really got the people in the Ozarks to understand the power of coming together as a group. I know we hear all of this individual. No, don't do any groups. You can see the power of the groups that are going on up here in Wisconsin. But when you've got an errant government, whether that be a federal government or the United Nations, or whether that be your local county commission, etc., what we've seen kind of as a phenomena in saying no to the National Animal Identification System in Missouri, sale barns. You know, this is where you have the sales ring, where you bring in your cattle and you put them out to auction to the buyers that are there. Sales barns, sales rings, they can seat hundreds, and often do, packed to the rafters with people coming out in droves. And what we have seen typically is largely an older population. A lot of the folks who listen to Derry Brownfield might not necessarily listen to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, but those people that do listen to Derry Brownfield's broadcast and came to listen to him on a regular basis were identifying with the ranchers, cattlemen, stockmen, horsers, ag people in general. And these people are not to be, you know, held slight, because you get 300-400 cattlemen in a room, ranchers, farmers, you're talking not just millions of dollars behind them, you're talking billions of dollars behind them. And when you've got a lobby with that kind of clout, just because, say, you know, saying no, becoming vocal local, and no to national animal identification, government listens and they back down. That's the power of the people. And we'll miss Derry Brownfield for it.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, it's just a whole gob and a bunch of stuff out there this morning. Again, there's this one last little article. I just want to give you a bit of it. Quake may cost insurers $34 billion tsunami toll yet to come. Just as that was the last one I had in mind in that line in regards to cat bonds. European reinsurers slid for a second day on the concern the global insurance industry may face claims as much as 2.8 trillion yen or 34 billion U.S. tied to the earthquake in Japan. Then it goes on and it starts to list them. the various insurance companies decided probably a low insurance penetration. We feel that the magnitude of this event might make it the largest insured event ever. Right. And, of course, these are trusts. All these companies are out there, so let's be aware of that. Continuing right out of the history of the great American fortunes, Gustavus Myers, he says this, in a day, as it were, the Morse-Heinz-Thomas Group, that's Heinz-Carey now, Thomas Group was smashed into nothingness and its property seized. If the experience of those venturesome little magnates had ended there, they would have had cause to rejoice over their good fortune, but their rout had to be made complete. The federal authorities began to take a sudden interest in their operations, where previously the government's prosecuting officials had been wholly unaware that Morse, Heinz, and Thomas had been committing fraud in their financial methods. They now spied out the fullest evidences. From certain quarters, proofs were offered of violations of the law by the fallen trio. The United States District Attorney's Office in New York became alive with energy. It caused grand juries to investigate and showed striking official zeal in the prosecution. Heinz was indicted, Morse brought to trial, convicted, and sentenced to 15 years in prison, a verdict from which he appealed. The United States Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the verdict. After serving some years in the federal prison in Atlanta, Morse was released. All this Morse signs. What we're talking about here is how much things don't change just because it's 100 years distant. All right? Yeah, we're 100 years distant from the time this was written, but we're dealing with the same corruption, the same government, the same bankers, the same corporations, the same families, time and time and time again. And because we just don't seem to learn from the lessons of the past, and because they were able to sweep us into not just one war, but two wars, Worldwide War I, Worldwide War II, Korea, etc., Vietnam, never-ending line of wars, we just don't, you know, always in the chat room talking about, you know, how we're dealing, you know, as I mentioned, we're dealing a death, that we're being dealt a death of 1,000 cuts here. The distractions are endless if you control the printing presses. Of course, there's questions as to whether or not you could actually cause an earthquake. Reminds me of the story about these two old guys down in the Bahamas sitting on a veranda looking out at the beautiful sunset, enjoying their mint juleps with the little umbrellas in them, and one fellow looks at the other, "What brings you to the Bahamas?" The fellow says, thinking on it for a minute, and he's rocking in his chair, and he says, "Well, this is bad fire, bad fire." A couple of minutes goes by, the fellow with the bad fire looks at the other fellow and says, "Well, what brings you to the Bahamas?" Rocks for a moment. The fellow says, "Well, bad flood, bad flood." The fellow who had the fire sit there, rock for a minute or two longer. Finally, looks at the other boy and says, "How the hell do you start a flood? How do you start an earthquake? How do you start a war in the Middle East? How do you start spontaneous revolutions? How do you start a war in Vietnam? How do you start a war in Korea? How do you start a war with the Japanese? How do you start a war with the Germans?" Same people. Same bunch of gangsters. Same creeps. Cretins. Corruption. And they hide in these trusts. And they hide in their corporations, these legal fictions. We find out, let's continue our study on that right out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences. It was generally believed in business and legal circles that corporate combinations could not be reached by the law. Couldn't be reached by the law. Couldn't pierce that corporate veil. The grounds for this anomalous belief were that under constitutional guarantees, the rights of owners of industrial plants or the stocks of manufacturing corporations to dispose of them to anyone whom they might choose could not be limited by statute. It was reasoned that the Sherman Act, resting as it did expressly upon the congressional power to regulate interstate commerce, back to that discussion again, could not be held to apply to transactions involving simply the transfer of title to industrial properties situated within the boundaries of particular states and in every instance consummated within those boundaries. And Berkshire Hathaway picks up Lube's oil on top of their Burlington Northern Santa Fe holdings, raking in $1 billion in surplus cash every single month as they continue to add to their treasure chests, and the Koch brothers seek further creative destruction. second largest private corporation. It seems plain from this standpoint that the act could be upheld only if its applications were restricted to agreements and contracts dealing with the trade in the products of these industrial plants, which products did, of course, customarily move to market over state boundaries. So now we're back into the discussion between commerce, intrastate commerce, and interstate commerce, and the Commerce Clause right out of the Constitution. The widely held opinion based upon this line of reasoning was fortified by the decision in the E.C. Knight case, United States versus E.C. Knight Company, 156 U.S. 1, 1895, which validated the purchase of stock in competing corporations by the American Sugar Refining Company, in spite of the fact that the acquisition of the stock gave the company almost complete control of the cane sugar refining capacity of the country. Can we afford to allow any one company to hold a dominant, if not monopoly, position on natural resources? Does it give them more power than any one person ought have? Or not? Is that the idea of a free market? Where through no fault, perhaps, of their own, other than just, you know, acumen and business superlatives and all the best legal beagles that money can buy, and all the best congresswomen that money can buy, ought we allow ourselves that kind of jeopardy? That we allow single people like Warren Buffett and others to have a monopoly control? Bill and Melinda Gates with Windows, the operating system that runs the world, Linux accepted. Continuing, the mere existence of monopoly was not clearly illegal. Patent monopolies, for instance, were not deprived of their privileges by the Sherman Act. It was only monopolizing which had been forbidden. Monopolizing. How clever. I shared with you the little brief bio of this Jonathan Rothschild off the American Bar Association's homepage. He's all big on this idea of being able to run intergenerational trusts to keep intact the pass-through from one generation to another generation of these big magnates, the captains of finance and industry out there. And there were precedents, continuing from the article, from which it might be concluded that monopolizing consisted not in the uniting of competitors, but only in practices of a nature designed to eliminate competitors against their will. You eliminate competitors against their will. This is your Standard Oil. All right? Let's go into this a little bit further. Now back to Gustavus Myers. But the grasping of the properties of the ousted combination were not the only seizures during those harvest days of the Panic of 1907. The Panic of 1907. They say that our recession started in 2007. 100 years distant. The electric apparatus factories of the Westinghouse Company had long been in the way of the Standard Oil interests, Rockefellers, which owned the General Electric Company, Mr. Imelt, sitting at the right hand of Barry the Usurper. Standard Oil interests exercised a financial pressure during the panic that soon drove the Westinghouse Company into a position from which it escaped only by becoming an auxiliary of those interests. It had to come into the hoop. And in the conferences held by the Wall Street financiers during the early days of the panic, Morgan, that would be J.P. Junius, learned that the control of the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company in the form of stock had been placed with the Trust Company of America by John W. Gates and his associates to secure loans. Any ancestor to Bill and Melinda? This was information of the highest and most momentous value. The Steel Trust absorbs a dangerous competitor. The Tennessee Coal and Iron Company was the most dangerous competitor of the Steel Trust. It was one of the great competitors, having its own sources of iron ore and coal supply. In the fall of 1907, it was estimated, from 500 million to 700 million tons of iron ore, two billion tons of coal and very large quantities of flux and fluxing materials. Wow. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So a bit further here in the last segment of today's broadcast, all of these coal deposits were within a radius of 30 miles of its plant in Birmingham, Alabama. The owners of this company were planning improvements which would have made it an even more serious competitor of the Steel Trust, and they had plans underway of merging the Republic Steel Company with their corporation. Moreover, the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company was foremost in the development of the open hearth system of making steel rails. Its rails were in greater demand and brought higher prices than those of the Steel Trust. And, buddy, that's dangerous. In the difficult financial position of the Trust Company of America, the Morgan interests saw their great opportunity of eliminating the competition of the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company to prevent itself going into bankruptcy. The Trust Company of America could call that the Bank of America, needed large and immediate amounts of cash, which was scarce. Morgan and his clique had the cash. The condition insisted upon by Morgan was that the company should sell him the stock of the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company that it was holding as collateral for loans. Hard pressed, the Trust Company of America had to yield and sell the stock at a low price offered. The next move was to make the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company a part of the Steel Trust. There was, however, an obstacle. The federal antitrust law prohibited such combinations. How could this situation be overcome? President Theodore Roosevelt was incessantly and gustily threatening the great magnates with the enforcement of his law. But apparently, Morgan knew Roosevelt much better than the country knew him. He undoubtedly reckoned that Roosevelt's talks were mere words and that Roosevelt would prove his subservience anew in acts. The report went that Morgan, through emissaries sent to the White House, informed Roosevelt that unless the merger of the two steel companies were allowed by the government, the Trust Company of America would go down in failure, causing a train of other bankruptcies, and the panic would be intensified manifold. Sound familiar to anyone besides me? Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. Give us this money or the whole place is going to hell in a handbasket. Sound familiar? Whatever were the reasons for Roosevelt's submission, he gave his consent. At that very time, the courts were enforcing the antitrust law with a construction that no one had dreamed of when the law was passed. The eminent judges discovered that labor unions were trusts and issued writs against them on the ground that they were conspiracies in defiance of that law. Roosevelt was bitterly denounced. His action, however, mattered little so far as the merging of the two corporations were concerned. Had not the Steel Trust obtained control at that particular time, it would have inevitably done so on another day by another process. It continues, and it continues, and it continues. Amazing. I'm resisting mightily the desire to play Happy Trails at the close of today's broadcast. I think I'll pass on that. But I do remember Derry Brownfield, this broadcast. He had a great influence on me. He was a wonderful man, and he will be missed by all of us that knew him and listened to his broadcast. Continuing, these and other not less persuasive arguments and precedents combined to afford the promoters of the great industrial combinations a sense of legal security from which they were rudely jostled by the decision dissolving the Northern Securities Company in 1904. Now back to this Encyclopedia of Social Sciences. And it cites case law there that maybe we'll look at in the future. The illusion had lasted long enough, however, in conjunction with complacency or discouragement in the Attorney General's office, to permit that wave of comprehensive corporate combination which took place around the turn of the century and gave to American industry its characteristic 20th century concentration of control. Which, by the way, has not diminished one iota. There had been organized in many of the mass production industries amalgamated enterprises of outstanding size, not usually indeed capable by themselves of controlling the market, but easily able to exert a sufficient pressure upon so-called independents to ensure that their market leadership would be followed. And from this, of course, we can get involved with holding companies and how you don't need necessarily control all of an industry. You just have to control a share in enough companies that are ancillary to that industry that if all those companies balk at a particular move or a combination or a distribution, that you have essentially gained monopoly almost by default through holding companies. We studied that when we were looking at DeLavoux and Howard's Principles of Business Law. So anyway, so much more on that. In this way, they were undoubtedly modified the play of competitive forces if indeed they did not become the nuclei of clandestine cartels. The most spectacular combination of the period was the formation in 1901 of the United States Steel Corporation, capitalized at more than $1 billion. And think about that now in silver. how many silver ounces of silver would you have to have in those days? It'd be 1 billion. How many ounces of gold? That was at a time when $1 billion really meant something, kind of comparable to trillions today. It is not difficult to list reasons for the timing and the extent of this movement, although the relative importance of the causes is impossible of statement. The legal situation was presumptively favorable to corporate combinations and not to cartelization. So once again, we take a look at this idea, this notion, the three E's of sustainable development, this three interlocking circles. Of course, the first one is economy. Economy. Money. Money, 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 money. The second one is environment. I always bring that one in, the environment. And the third one, of course, is equity. It's interesting, you know, equity. An equitable title on your property. It's well worth looking into. Equity is a peculiar thing. And remember, the equity courts was where, you know, you would basically go when there was no law. And you'd make an appeal in equity. But equity has much to do with property ownership and the obfuscation of property ownership. How would it be possible for the United Nations to come in and set up a national heritage area over 13 counties contiguous and then begin to make rules and regulations as to how people are able to use or not use the land in there, in those counties? Obviously, in the discussion, in the public meetings, someone ought to ask the question of who is the legal owner, who has rights of possession here, who has the equitable title here. Maybe if the people, these farmers and ranchers that turn out at the meetings, maybe if it was necessary for the change agents, the facilitators, the bronze men with the perfectly white bleached teeth, and khaki garments, maybe if it was necessary for them to divulge to all of these stockmen and farmers and ranchers and property owners and householders that they didn't own their land and they'd never owned their land by way of this toxic currency, and that it was in fact the state that owned the land, and the state and the United Nations and the federal government had all gotten together and conspired against the people, do you think that they might have a hard time leaving that sale barn? With all those stockmen there that know how to deball a steer, you know, make a steer out of a bull calf. Men and women in the audience have pulled calves out of a cow in a snowstorm. You think those change agents would be able to get out of the room in those circumstances if they were to reveal the depth of the swindle and the fraud? And the crimes that have been perpetrated against the people. It's so interesting to go against property and property rights. But once people start to get the grasp, once they really start to get it in their mind, that our entire system here on this continent is based upon this idea of property. And if we can define property as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that freedom is 100% control of that property. When the government comes to town to begin dictating how you're going to use your farms and your ranches, your intergenerational, your mineral wealth, your timber, your cattle, imposing taxes willy-nilly left and right, maybe we'd start to see a little bit of an uprising in Missouri and in rural America comparable to what's going down in Wisconsin and the collectivists up there. Well, we're out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.